So, guys, we look forward to actually seeing you in Vegas and hanging out with, because we still have scheduled coffee.
Yes.
And then there's the hanging out, like, probably at the either Stratosphere or the ziplining at the Fremont District.
And I believe, don't we have some Big Fatty Breakfast, too?
Big Fatty Breakfast? Yes. And I think we're supposed to have coffee with Baloo.
We're going
to
do coffee.
Coffee with Baloo.
And, we're also planning on doing the Haunted House at...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And I believe, don't we have some Big Fatty Breakfast, too?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1455 of the BFO for Friday, the 23rd of August, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show you, we got voice letters. I'm on 10. Poor Big Reddy, he can't even talk. Hello, tweakers. Big Reddy, that's not good. No, not tweakers as in I'm tweaked, but 2 weeks. You know, if you put two and weeks together, T-W and W-E-E-K-S, T-W-O-W-E-E-K-S, that's tweaks. Because y'all, it's just 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today is the beginning, official beginning of the Parade 48 broadcast. Y'all, I just cannot believe that it is upon us. Big Fatty, and you're in the middle of the horror with all that going on. And y'all, it's true. And y'all, I'm not going to play the Pride 48 music, but I do want to remind everyone that this coming Sunday night, that is on the 25th of August, y'all, at 7 p.m. in the evening Eastern Daylight Time, in the only time zone that matters, y'all, it is the final State of the Station prior to Pride 48 weekend. So, y'all, this is your chance to get over there and ask your questions, and your questions will be answered. Big Fatty is probably not going to be there. I will tell you that, just because the intertube connection here at the Horror Hotel is poor at best. And y'all, I don't think I'm going to be able to connect and stay connected. So you probably will not hear me on that little show. But y'all, that Joey Bukkake and that Adam Burns and Nessa and that Daniel Biba, y'all, they'll all be there, and they'll be able to answer all your questions for you. Y'all, I'll just give you an update. We are up to 91 people coming to the Pride 48 weekend that we know of. Okay, there are still people, like, for instance, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids over there from the Pod Cubs. You heard Romo and Daddy Dave. Now, I know when they're y'all, that is poke skins. I know when they're arriving and when they're departing. But do you think I know when Skeeter or Baloo or Baby Bear, is that what his name is? Big Fatty, I don't know. Little Bear, I think, Big Fatty. Do you think I know when they're arriving? Big Fatty, they arrive two or three times a day. Not that kind of arriving. But do you think I know when they're coming in to Lost Wages, and if they will be attending the Pride 48 Brufkas on that Friday morning at 9 p.m. 9 a.m. in the morning, or if they'll be at the pizza pie party. Big Fatty, they're just not cooperating. They need to get on that and send it to you. But I do have them in that count, y'all, because they have told Romo that they're coming. But y'all, I don't know when they're coming. Y'all, if you're thinking about, if you're still on the fence, get off the damn fence. Get off the damn fence and let us know if you're coming or not. But y'all, it's very important that you tune in this Sunday night, because y'all, it is upon us. And I believe everybody knows their parts for Sunday night, and I'm sure it'll go well. So anyway, y'all, get on over there and listen. Big Fatty, if you weren't drunk, you could listen too.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty. Hey, Poodle. I did have another question, just a little quick one.
You gonna hum the music or shall I play it?
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and your Axe Big Fatty question for today comes to us from the one and only Uncle Daddy. Y'all, it's that Timmy Sims, Timmy.
Well, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Be going to Vegas? That's my question. Bye, Big Fatty. Bye, Poodle.
Y'all, that is that Timmy Sims, old Uncle Daddy himself. And Timmy, first of all, thank you so much for calling. It's just lovely to hear your dulcet tones. And but this is an excellent question. I have done some research into this. And without going into the hours and hours of detailed research that I did. Big Fatty, you worked very hard on this. I was very impressed how much you did to look into all this. I have come up with a theory about this, and from that, it produced a conundrum. And from the conundrum, I was able to decipher parameters, and I came up with a quantitative and this is, you know, within the plus or minus, you know, of the theory, but in answer to, and basically it's you know, the answer is no. But you never know, Big Fatty, you silly thing.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's Jimmy there. Hey, listen, I got another joke for you. A priest is on an airplane, and he's doing a crossword puzzle. Sitting next to him is a nun. He asks the nun, can you give me a four-letter word that's another name for a woman, and the last three letters are UNT? The nun says, well, yes, aunt. And the priest says to her, huh, got an eraser? See ya.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, that was Jimmy Bear. And Jimmy Bear, first of all, thank you so much for calling, and we just love your little comedy routine. I have already tipped my waitress, and I understand you're here all week, and I should try the liver. Big Fatty, you're sick. But Jimmy Bear, I couldn't understand what the nun said. I couldn't. Did she say bunt, like B-U-N-T? Because that's not what I thought of. Big Fatty, that's not what the priest thought of either. So, anyway. But, Jimmy Bear, thank you so much. Funny, I mean, understandable or not, you know, it's always funny. And, y'all, speaking of things that are oftentimes, not understandable.
Because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho. Hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
Hey, Fark, it's Bacon. I went to... Okay. I didn't have to cough before I called, so must be allergic to you. I know, I'm getting the Vegas crud before I even get to Vegas. I'm just thinking about it. Well, anyway, I bought 2 huge bottles of the hand sanitizer, and I have 3 extra large packages of wipes for hands. And then I'll grab, like, those individual packs of Kleenexes. I think, like, 12 come in a package. So I'll grab 2 packs of those and we'll just, you know, have them available and hopefully people will use them and hopefully they'll help. So these guys are telling me that I should get face masks. Like, seriously, y'all want to sit around with face masks on? George, if you're serious, I have no problem buying them. Now, I'm not getting there until 10 or 11 o'clock on Friday. So I was wondering if Moose would let me put my luggage in his room or something. The other thing is, what was I going to say? Blogs. You know, my favorite blog is Drum Major Kent. Does anybody else blog anymore? I like them. So if you have a blog and you want us to all read it, then go ahead and tell us about it. And I like Drum Major Kent's blog. I read it all the time. I have it set up so that when he puts a new one out, I get a message. So anyway, I suppose I think I'm going to go listen to those monkeys. I was supposed to be drinking, so I was like, I was going to be drinking like an hour before so that I could laugh while I watched. That didn't sound, that's not right. Shouldn't have said that, probably. I love Tom and Terry and who are the other ones? Who's the other guy on the show? Can't remember.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that is indeed Miss Bacon. And first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for calling. And y'all, second of all, I've got no voice letters waiting in the queue, so to speak. So y'all, get on it. Get on it. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll do that. Y'all, I want to just take a moment and Big Freddy, just tell you a couple of things. Y'all, you know my straight boyfriend over there in the UK, y'all, he lost his kitty. And I want to, and many of you who saw that on the Twitty, y'all just send him a little note of encouragement, because, you know, we've been through a lot of pets in the Pride 48 family, and Naught's kitty is just the latest that just isn't with us anymore, and we send out a big hug to him. And if you see him online, just tell him that you're thinking about him and that I don't know. Just tell him you're thinking about him. Freddy. Y'all, the other thing you heard. Miss Bacon mentioned that Drum Major Kev. Well, y'all, the Danburys, that Drum Major Kev and that Brian in Danbury, y'all, they are off on the cruise of a lifetime with No, Big Fatty, that's a different one. They're on the cruise across the Atlantic with Tom and No, Big Fatty, that's another one. They're on some cruise out of San Juan. Big but y'all, I think they're going to have a lovely time. And you know that George in Atlanta this coming week, I think he's going on the, is it this coming week? I don't remember. But y'all, you know, he's going on that, old Poopa's cruise. You know, it's everybody, you know, you get on board the ship and they issue you a garbage bag and an onion sandwich and you just sit around pooping in a bag for a week. Beep. Freddy, it sounds like the horror. So there you have it. Let's see. Oh, I was going to tell you about the last 2 days of the horror weekend. Y'all, on Saturday, we're going to start out Saturday morning with the coffee and the Krispy Kremes. Also, we'll have the morning cocktails, the mimosas and the Bloody Marys. Y'all will have some late registration, and while we have a silent auction also. We got good stuff on the silent auction every year. Y'all from, and that goes from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. And y'all from noon p.m. To 3 p.m., y'all, they're doing the free rapid HIV testing. Y'all, then at 12:30 p.m., y'all, we have something called the Red Hat Luncheon. And y'all, this is our campy. This is our campy little thing during the big horror weekend. And everybody will have a dainty little hat and a little box lunch. You know, think ladies' lunch with leather men. Fatty, please. And then in the afternoon, y'all, we're going to relax by the pool or in the hot tub. Then at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, we got something called adult ice cream. And y'all, we have two guys, Snake and a friend of his, they bring out vanilla ice cream. And y'all, then they pour liquor. They just pour liquor over the vanilla ice cream. And y'all, you just get fucked up eating ice cream. Fatty, lovely. And y'all, then we got the Hillbilly Games. And let's see. Oh, I do have it right here. Oh, dear, Gussie. I just thought I'd tell you what the games are. I'll just give you the names of it. Y'all, we got the Puzzled Pigs. It's a pig puzzle. Then it's Off to the Outhouse. And y'all, what you're going to do, they're going to take rolls of the toilet paper and throw it through a toilet seat. Beep! Ready? That's vulgar. Then we got the Cement Pond. And there's some kind of thing that you have to hit a target in the swimming pool. I don't know. Then y'all, our special guest, Nick Moretti, I told you about him on yesterday's little show. Y'all, he is going to be up for this game, if you know what I mean. And y'all, it's going to be a ring toss on to Cousin Nick's Prick. Very vulgar. Then y'all, we've got a counting game where we've got a jar and we have stuff in the jar. Y'all, we got toothpicks in there. And this one is called Without Teeth, Who Needs Toothpicks? Beep. Then we got the washer toss, and y'all, the description of that is, don't worry, no major appliances will be harmed in the playing of this game. And then that's it. So that's it for the games. And y'all, everybody, they're just silly little things, but it's just a little something to do. Y'all, then we'll have the silent auction open from 4 to 5 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. Then at 5:30 p.m., y'all, we got a little cocktail party before our big sit-down buffet. Banquet. Then everybody will just have a little individual bar time, and then at 10:30 p.m. in the evening, y'all, one of the other games we have is the Hillbilly Fantasies, and y'all, we encourage people to decorate their windows or to put on live demonstrations. You know, it'd just be like cousins going at it behind the barn. Ready, please. But you do it in the window so everybody can watch. Then there's the Pig Pen at 11 p.m. And at midnight, another cigar smokers gathering. Then on Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., early coffee. Granny's in charge of that also. Then from 9 to 10:30, we'll have what's left of the morning cocktails. 9 to 10 a.m. is the last chance of Forbidden on the silent auction. Everybody loves that. Then at 10:30 a.m. is the awards buffet breakfast. Then everybody, a lot of people have to leave on Sunday, but a lot of people stay on Sunday. I think we've got about 30 or 35 staying over on Sunday night. And y'all, at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, we have the tea dance with the drink and drown. And y'all, that's when Big Fatty just blows it out. Y'all, they just put a straw in people often oftentimes confuse me with the Vons. Yo! Because y'all, I just get messed up. And then at some point, in the afternoon, after I've been drinking, I'll record the Monday little show, y'all, so you can expect a drunkie cast on Monday. And I know my straight band friend, Straight Bob, loves the drunkie cast. Oh, dear, I see. And y'all, then at 4 p.m., we got a fried fish dinner. And then everybody just kind of collapses and passes out and says goodbye or makes it one last time around the dark maze or whatever. So anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. I will remind you once again, if you're not going to Lost Wages, go on over there to Pride 48 for the State of the Station this Sunday night at 7 p.m. There'll be lots of good information, and even folks that can't join us, you get to hear what's going on, and we encourage all of you to join the chat room, and Daddy Dave, what's going to be your favorite part when you're out there in Las Vegas?
And I believe, don't we have some big fatty breakfast?
Oh, yeah, and for you, there'll be dessert.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.